University of Idaho College of Agriculture and Life Sciences professor and researcher Dr. Alan Kaplan, along with his colleagues, are working very hard to discover a way that they can possibly manipulate genetics in the potato in an effort to make potatoes more nematode resistant. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
Feng-Ming Xiao and myself are looking for genes that might be added to potatoes to enhance the potato's resistance. Louise Marie Dandurand has been investigating a variety of methods to isolate natural products that would inhibit these nematodes, learn more about how the nematodes infect in hopes that she'll be able to devise ways to prevent those infections. By attacking the problem in various ways, we're hoping that one of our processes will succeed and that the others will yield results that can be used as a backup because pathogens, as we now better understand, pathogens are always evolving ways to overcome resistances. And this has been our biggest issue for a long, long time. We need to find new resistances that we can add to potatoes to protect them from these worms. Our approach in particular has been to study a South American weed called lychee tomato, which has surprisingly broad resistance to a variety of different nematode species. But we don't know anything about this plant. So what we are trying to do is to identify the genes, the pathways, and so on that this plant uses to protect itself.
Bravo.
Today we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
We're excited to announce that Northwest Farm Credit Services is now AgWest Farm Credit. I'm Nate Riggers, farmer and board chair of AgWest, here to let you know the agricultural financing services we provide, our locations, and the staff you've come to know will remain the same. So our commitment to our customer members is as strong as ever. Grounded by tradition, inspired by possibility. Call or visit agwestfc.com to learn more. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.
KIDO Talk Radio, 107.5 FM and 580 AM.
Good morning, Kevin. From the Idaho Pizza Company studio, your traffic out of Canyon County into Ada County looking good. No major problems there. Don't forget about construction out on Warm Springs, Locust to up beyond Haines. You're going to find the orange barrels and detours in place there. Count on Blue Cross of Idaho for your health insurance, a company that has long-term experience in health insurance, so you don't have to worry. Visit bcidaho.com/more to choose a plan today. That's your traffic now on KIDO.
And we're back here at Miller's Mission. Kevin Miller in the morning, KIDO Talk Radio. If you have something to do, I'll wait a second before you get on. Our great friend David Ferdinand joining us. Let's see if I can figure out the right things here. Probably I can't hear you breathing, so there we go.
I'm breathing.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
Some days I know where the knobs are. Some days I don't. Our great friend from Canyon County, how are you?
I'm great. And, man, we appreciate you being out here. Great weather. Look at that. We have great weather for you this year. It's not sub-zero.
No.
But the turkeys are staying nice and cool out here in the baskets. It's so great when people come out here. And Kevin, for what you're doing, and thank you for not wearing your turkey outfit this year, man.
See, this is why David's a broadcaster. He just did such a better intro than I've done all morning long.
It's great to see the turkeys in the baskets. It's cool. And who brought all the blankets?
Oh, that was the Knights for...
Knights of Columbus?
The Knights of Columbus, yes.
Yeah. Hey,
so, while I've got you here,
yes,
I have to ask you a couple questions.
All right.
Now, you work with Sime Realty.
Yeah.
You do commercial realty,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, based on what's going on now, how is the commercial realty market in our area?
You know, it's great. It really, there's a lot of activities. A lot of people are looking at Napa. Our market and our economy is not you don't judge it based on what's going on across the nation. We are so blessed to live in the community and live in the state that we're living in. And, of course, our location is perfect for a lot of people that want to get out of some of these other markets and come to Idaho, come to the Treasure Valley. So, yeah, it's bringing a lot more traffic, and we need to do more about that, Kevin. But as far as those that have lived here a long, long time, we don't like all the traffic. But I'll tell you what, this is a wonderful place where people are looking for what you're talking about on the radio with Reverend Bill this morning, a community that's open to help people. And when you're talking business and real estate, especially in the commercial market right now, people are looking for markets across the country. Look at what's going on at the old District 208, the old Karcher Mall. Yeah. That is expanding and growing. There are things that are happening all over this Treasure Valley. Not only the marketplace that people frequent, but there's stuff happening everywhere. So I would say,
so you're pretty busy.
It's good, and it's busy. The funding is a little different,
yeah,
just because there's some things going on there. But got a lot of people looking at the market and trying to help a lot of people find and expand space.
Well, and that's the challenge. It's funny. Now, Karcher Mall was the first mall in the state, right? Or the mm-hmm. first mall?
Pretty close. 1965. Harry Dom was in town, and he went out and bought a field with alfalfa in it, right on the corner of Karcher Road and the old Highway 55 Karcher, and of course Nampa Caldwell Boulevard.
Right.
And really, all the stores that were in downtown Nampa, and some other national stores went to Karcher Mall. It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now, again, the mall is pretty much gone. It's going to be more like something you see where you have, like, retail and living area, right? Yeah.
Where you can
I don't really want to say it's like the Village of Meridia, but it's...
Well, actually, it's got a little different component, and that is the multifamily, the apartments mm-hmm. that were just, did a ribbon cutting not too long ago on those, and people can walk to the food. They have retail. There's all kinds of things. I know they're expanding and doing some changing out there, but a lot of good things happening. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to stand by for a moment.
I will do it.
All right. Let's go to our friend Ron Grant, who joins us now, getting ready for his Saturday show, 11 to noon, on KIDO Talk Radio. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Kevin. How are we doing today?
Well, we're collecting a lot of turkeys, getting ready for your appearance coming up Saturday, 11 to noon, right here live in Nampa. Ron, what's going on this Saturday?
Well, we're going to talk to people about how to live a happy retirement. I'm going to help you have a retirement paycheck for the rest of your life if you can't outlive the traditional retirement plans that don't offer. We're going to show you how to have that lifetime income. When you pass away, then whatever's left will go to your beneficiary. So make sure you tune in Saturday. We're going to help you stop paying the fees that you're paying to your financial planners, your 401ks, your stockbook. Remember, when you pay the fees, of course, that eats up your return. And then don't forget to bring a turkey. Don't be a turkey. Bring a turkey to Miller's Mission on Saturday. We're going to make sure that Boise Rescue Mission gets it so we can help feed people.
Ron, we appreciate that. If people want to get a hold of you, what can they do?
I have a great educational website that they can go on 24/7. It's safermoneyspecialist.com. And phone number is 208-660-1372.
Ron, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Appreciate you, buddy. We look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Paid for by Ron Grant.
More coming up next. Kevin Miller, KIDO Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kevin. From the Idaho Pizza Company studio, your traffic out of Canyon County into Ada County looking good. No major problems there. Don't forget about construction out on Warm Springs, Locust to up beyond Haines. You're going to find the orange barrels and detours in place there. Count on Blue Cross of Idaho for your health insurance, a company that has long-term experience in health insurance, so you don't have to worry. Visit bcidaho.com/more to choose a plan today. That's your traffic now on KIDO.
KIDO Talk Radio, 107.5 FM and 580 AM.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Motors tentative labor deal.
Idaho's talk station is KIDO Nampa, K29 HCN Boise, Clay and Buck at 10, Sean Hannity at 1, a Town Square Media station.
Violent pro-Palestinian protests in Washington, D.C. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Six police officers were treated for injuries. One protester was arrested for assaulting an officer. It started as a candlelight vigil outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters, with party representatives and candidates inside for a reception.
The protesters said they wanted to block entrances and exits to the DNC headquarters to force the politicians to hear their calls for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was one of those inside. Officers directed lawmakers to the basement, and some were evacuated in police vehicles. U.S. Capitol Police say about 150 people were, quote, illegally and violently protesting, but demonstrators blamed the violence on officers they say rushed them without warning. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Fox's Trey Yinks was taken into a Gaza hospital raided by Israeli troops.
In the radiology department, soldiers point to piles of weapons and Hamas booklets as evidence the building was used for military purposes. Behind an MRI machine, more guns and ammunition the Israelis say are part of Hamas grab bags that were feet away from injured Palestinians. As part of our embed, Israeli forces controlled what areas of the hospital we could report from.
And Hamas accused the Israeli military of planting those weapons. President Biden says he and China's President Xi made progress during a four-hour conversation in California. There's still competition.
But we'll manage that competition responsibly so it doesn't veer into conflict or accidental conflict. And where it's possible, where our interests are, coincide, we're going to work together like we did on fentanyl.
President Xi promising to crack down on fentanyl production and exports to the United States. The mother of a then six-year-old boy who shot and wounded his teacher in Newport News, Virginia in January is sentenced to in federal court to 21 months in prison for using marijuana while owning a firearm. Child neglect charges are still pending. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Christmas will be here before we know it. If you're looking for a really special gift, I encourage you to check out the firearms made right here in America by our great friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, you start by going to their website, henryusa.com. Order their free holiday gift guide, and they'll mail it with free decals that you can use for stocking stuffers. Perfect timing. Folks, when you give someone a Henry, you're giving them a work of art that is built with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen as a collector. Now, their performance is top-notch. Mine were accurate, all of them, right out of the box. They shoot smooth and straight, and they have been reliable ever since. They have over 200 models of rifles and shotguns and revolvers to choose from. One of the things I like the most about these firearms, they're family heirlooms. They'll always be backed by the company's lifetime warranty. So if you want to put something that's made in America under the tree this Christmas, henryusa.com. Get their free gift guide and their decals today. That's henryusa.com. You will...
KIDO Talk Radio, traffic and weather together. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. From the Idaho Pizza Company studio, traffic now really looking good as you're coming out of Canyon County into Ada County. 50 minutes or less from north side to eastbound. You do slow a bit right there at the county line. But once you get down to the connector, another 5 into downtown Boise. At Mike Miniger's Auto Body, they are collision repair specialists providing high-quality service while saving you money. Call Mike Miniger's Auto Body. Visit BoiseAutoBody.com. That's your traffic now on KIDO.
KIDO Talk Radio presents Fighting for America, Fighting for Idaho, Fighting for You. Kevin Miller.
And thank you for joining us, Kevin Miller in the morning here. Right here, hanging out at the Nampa Walmart, Garrity and Franklin. We've got our friend Patriot Ray with us. And Patriot Ray, good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Always enjoy time with Kevin Miller.
You know, it's so funny. We just did that mic check, and I swear that I had that ready to go, and it's the dyslexia kicking in once again. But thank you for joining us.
Well, it's, like I say, I'm proud to be here. It's a good cause, and I just love the mission. I love Reverend Roscoe and what he's doing and all the people that work with him.
Well, we appreciate that. We've got our friend James with us as well. James, how are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm doing just fine.
Well, it's good, great to have you with us here on KIDO Talk Radio. James, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you.
Well, right now I'm still at the
Next Step Curtis Road project of the remodel for the Boise Rescue Mission Ministries. It's going along real well. It's going to be a nice facility for the future.
And Patriot Ray, you have any questions for James at all?
I don't know. How much longer before it actually opens?
I don't know. It's a day-to-day situation, and I'm not into the big-time decisions.
We're excited about it, though. I think that's awesome. You know, the mission has grown a lot and done a lot, and it's helped so many people in this valley. It's just important that we recognize that and help where we can.
Yes, we are appreciative of it. I am. I'm thankful for it because it gives me a chance for housing. It is a veteran ministry program candidate. So, yes, it's a very important place for me.
Well, James, what led you to the mission?
I was on the road, roaming around, had no place to go, and I checked in with the Lighthouse Rescue Mission in Nampa 13 years ago. Here I am.
And here you are. Boy, that lighthouse has changed a lot since then, huh?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to share with us, James?
Oh, I'm just so thankful for the donors and all that appreciation that we get. I'm just thankful for that.
Well, tell us about your life and how the mission has changed your life.
Well, I came here wandering around not knowing what I'd do, and the Boise Rescue Mission Ministry set me up at the VA hospital, which they diagnosed my lung disease at the time that I was dying. And here I am now, again, 13 years later, and still kicking, and thanks to the VA, thanks to the mission.
Well, he makes it sound so easy, Patriot Ray. Can you hear me, Patriot Ray?
Oh, barely.
Never. Oh, okay.
Plus, I'm getting this.
I'm with you. Anything else you'd like to share with us, James? I know you've come a long way.
Yes, I'm still healthy. I'm still battling. In fact, next week I go through my checkups again. And last time I had a checkup 6 months ago, I have improved a little bit in my lung disease, and that's great. And the doctors are wonderful, the mission is wonderful, and the folks that donate is wonderful.
Well, tell us how these donations make a difference.
They make a difference by letting the mission send messages to the people. We're here to help you, and there is always help. In many, many cases, it doesn't matter. Just come see us, and we can help.
And what would you like to say as far as asking people to come by and donate?
Come on by. Check out Kevin here at the Turkey Day. This is a wonderful day.
Well, James, anything else? You're a man of few words.
Yes, I am. Today I have nothing much to say, but I'm just thankful for and blessed for everything that the rescue mission has done for this community.
Well, thank you, brother. You take care now.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, James. You know, James traveled a long way. I wanted to make sure he got everything he wanted to say, but he's a man of few words.
No problem.
Okay, so now you can hear me. I pressed a couple buttons.
I can hear you.
Okay. Certainly, we've been, I don't know if your ears were burning. We were talking about you yesterday and the history of Miller's Mission, where, you know, we started at the River of Life Rescue Mission, and then we decided to go to the Walmart on Fairview. And, you know, the Walmart in Fairview is great, and it's a lot busier now than it was. But there's something magical about being here at the Garrity Walmart. There's a special relationship that this Walmart, this community has. You're just a little into Nampa. You're a little away from Meridian. And, again, Patriot Ray, you've been here a lot longer than I have. But, you know, when I was here, you had a Walmart in Boise. You had a Walmart in Nampa, a couple in Nampa Caldwell. And you had one in Meridian. Now we have several, but it's so convenient for people to travel from Boise here, travel from Nampa Caldwell here. You're just off the highway. But what I'm getting to is, you know, we didn't have this luxury years ago. And I thought for sure I froze you and Tea Party Bob to death.
You know, we were cold.
Yeah.
Hold on.
There's the understatement. We were cold. Yes. Yes,
but,
sir.
But it actually warmed our hearts to be there. And to see what's taking place. And now, there's a 13 years now? It doesn't seem like that's possible. 13 years later, I'm still with you. You're still doing it. We love it. I wish I could spend more time with you in this event because it's so important. And I still want to challenge all the plumbers who remember me and all the people that I worked for over the years. Give to the mission. It's not much. Just give a little bit to help because every penny helps. And, you know, I'm just so appreciative of you, Kevin, for what you've done for Reverend Bill. And I just think it's awesome that he is able to do so much with so little and get something done. And now we've got this big complex that's going to come in. It's going to house more people. It's going to be a blessing to this Treasure Valley. And I've been here since 1987 when all this was just fields. And it started growing and just hadn't stopped. It just keeps going. It reminds me of, sorry to say it, but Southern California, where I grew up, when we used to have orchards, lemon orchards and orange orchards all around, and now they're all houses. So it's amazing what's taken place here in the great state of Idaho, but yet still tried to stay a small community.
Right.
In that mindset.
Well, and that's the challenge. And now, how long do we have you for?
Till about 7.
Okay. Oh, yep. Big time today. All right. Yeah. You might see your colleague, Tea Party Bob. He came down.
Awesome.
When we take a look at the challenges that we face here, you know, obviously, and you see this working for your church, you see this by helping your community, our community, people are hurting, and there's a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, I'll give people a little behind the scenes. I always give you a hard time when you come in because, you know, you're focusing on the truth, but it's the truth is depressing sometimes. And what I've known about you and what I've learned from you is you are an eternal optimist. So that having been said here on KIDO Talk Radio, what are you seeing? What are you hearing in the community here? There's a lot of fear and uncertainty.
Well, there is, but there's also a lot of hope. I was a little depressed a while back. It's hard to believe, but I was a little depressed.
You being depressed?
I see some of the young folks who have just gone so far woke. It's not even funny. And then I end up with good people that I see, the young generation, who are really starting to step up. They're starting to see the problems. They're starting to see that they've helped create the problem in some respects. But we have got to let them know that God loves them, that we love them. No matter what, we still love them. We've just got to care for people because that's what Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ wish us to do. We need to be positive about the future because no matter what Satan tries to do, and he is trying hard, he's trying to separate families, he's trying to destroy people individually through drugs and everything else that they do, alcohol, which is what Reverend Bill does so much to help people get out of those, I guess you'd call them just prisons of their own making because they've allowed it to happen to themselves. But they've been encouraged by others who are so depressed and they want other people with them. We need to look to the future. What is the future look like for us? And for me, I'm looking for the time when I'm not here on this earth and I'm with my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and my family because my family is tied to me so strongly.
Patriot Ray joining us. Kevin Miller here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So while we have you here, we'll have you put on your pundit's hat as well. And I know you're here to really ask people to come by and to donate. Now, before we get going, though, because we have to talk about Joe Biden, we have to talk about what's going on with the Idaho Senate. And again, Patriot Ray is here. You're welcome to come by, join him. You're welcome to call in at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. What do you make of, when you were doing San Ray Plumbing, where there weren't as many plumbers as there are now. And just as we have you here, we can salute your profession. What do you make of the growth of the industry? And everybody says you want to have a good, stable life, get into a trade. And because we love the plumbers through you, we're the unofficial plumbing show because the stuff has to go somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
It all goes downhill.
Yes, exactly.
Unless you pump it.
Right, exactly. That's where you need a plumber. What do you make of the growth of the plumbers? We have so many people, and Beacon Plumbing sponsors this program, but we have so many people in the plumbing trades that listen. Again, thanks to you. What do you make of the growth of that industry?
Well, it's grown tremendously. The problem is they're still having a problem trying to find good help because people are getting so much help through the government. They're really not looking for work. And people don't look at, well, if I can just do nothing and get a paycheck, why would I go to work? Because if we work, we are building our self-esteem. When we just take a handout, we're not building anything except dependency. And when you're dependent on somebody, whether it's the government or somebody else in your family, you're kind of under their rule and thumb of what needs to happen. You need to break loose from that. And going into the trades is awesome. It's given me the abilities to do what I'm doing now, which I love because I work in the Meridian Idaho Temple as a full-time employee. And, you know, that's to me, it's pretty awesome. I get to do what I love, and I get to be where I love. So, but people need to look at, I spent a lot of years in the trenches. I spent a lot of years digging holes and digging trenches and working under in freezing weather up in McCall and these other areas. But I loved it, and I still love it. I still love to see the guys out there doing the job. And there are some really good companies out there. Jetstream Plumbing is one. And you've got to realize that they're
Jetstream Plumbing, gee, I wonder why.
Well,
I wonder who works
my
there.
Son used to work there.
Oh, he used to work there. Yeah, okay.
He's now running the
treasure.
Now he's
a professor.
Yeah, he's a professor.
Professor of plumbing, yes. Our
That's
man,
right.
Ray Jr., yeah.
He teaches plumbing now to those apprentices coming up. And they love him, and he's good. He's a great teacher. When I grew up, I always tell people I want to be like my son because he's just got it all together.
What a great compliment.
You know, he's a good man. He really is.
Yeah.
And he gives to the community.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the first time that I stopped, there was a family needing help, and I gave him some money, and he said, why'd you do that? I said, because they need help.
Yeah.
And I've got the ability to help. And So he's been the most giving person I've known. All of my family are.
Yeah, where did they get that from?
Their mom.
Yeah.
She's a great lady, and she lets me do the things that I do.
Yeah.
She supports me 100% no matter what it is I've been doing in my life. And I've had many hats. I've been in the electric car business before it became so popular today.
What was that like? What was the technology like then? I mean, was it like... The old days when we had the racers and you'd like, you'd press the little button around the track as a kid.
Kind of like that. I mean...
electric car. What year were you in the electric car business?
In the 70s.
They had electric cars in the 70s?
They were, but they were more of a golf cart type situation.
Okay.
And we were trying to convert and make cars into regular automobiles.
Yeah.
We took three different cars because if you change a car by 25%, you've got a new car. And so we did some... I'll have to bring you pictures one of these days.
Sure. That'd
but
be great.
We had a ball. It only lasted for me just long enough for my sister-in-law to get off her mission because I had just enough money from that job to support her on her mission. And then when her mission got done, that job was done. But that's just the way things go. See, you have to realize that when I was growing up and I was working, I worked three jobs at one time. I was a security guard, I delivered newspapers, and I worked in the electric car business back in the 70s.
And you had a family.
And I had my family.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. I don't want to say it's easy to work three jobs, but it is a lot easier when you don't have a family.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you're focused on the mission. More with our friend Patriot Ray. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and China. We're also going to talk about, do you have any topics? I mean, usually you brought your prep sheet with you. Okay, well then, we'll throw it to Patriot Ray. Please stop by. And by the way, everyone who has stopped by already, thank you very much. We really, really, really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, thank you for all the years that you've been out here with me.
Oh, it's an honor.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
When
I get the opportunity to be with Kevin Miller and the mission and supporting that, that is such an honor to be able to do it.
Yeah. You know, I wish we were on television because you're looking really good.
Well, thanks. This is why I go to work.
Yeah. You're looking really good. you know. I'm getting a little insecure here.
Remember when I used to come in with my T-shirt with San Ray on it?
Yes, exactly.
That was it?
Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
All right, Patriot Ray has the topics. We'd love to hear from you. Don't be a stranger. 580. Join the conversation now with Kevin Miller, Patriot Ray, KIDO Talk Radio. Good morning.
KIDO Talk Radio. KIDO Talk Radio. Wake up with Kevin Miller. Ride home with Lars Larson. Only on KIDO Talk Radio.
All right, there we have it. We have Joe Biden who's trying to tell a joke, and let me see if I can get that going here. Patriot Ray with us again. Patriot Ray, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Apparently they cut his microphone. He was telling a joke to the Chinese dictator, Jing, but they cut his microphone. So let's talk a little bit about some of the major stories in the news that you wanted to share with us.
Well, this whole China deal. Here they clean up San Francisco. How long is it going to take becomes a big toilet again?
Right.
Because they cleaned it all up in record time, and it's taken them a decade to do it. And then all of a sudden it's clean because, we didn't do that because we're getting a visitor from China. Oh, we did it because we want to help the people. Well, how long will it take before it's an armpit again? Because it's not going to be taken care of. They don't care. They're just trying to make a show. And here, Joe Biden is sitting there with Xi Jinping and running around and just kissing his finger, as far as I'm concerned. He does all these things, and they're going to get back into some accord to where they're going to work on climate change again when China has all these things that are destroying the earth, and yet we're the ones supposed to take care of everything and quit using oil and quit using gas, and let's all starve here and let those guys succeed because they're making money off of us because we will not drill here. I was excited when I heard him say all those things because he's such an articulate individual. He can really say what's on his mind as long as it's garbage, because he doesn't know how to string a sentence together without goofing it up, even if it's written in front of him. So I don't know. I'm really disappointed that we're bending again to China, and they want to have another accord to where we're all going to work on being good for the environment. As long as it's America that does it, nobody else really has to, and they'll keep pushing it down the aisle and keep kicking the can down the road. So I'm just so disappointed in this president. As far as I'm concerned, he's just old Biden. He's not Biden. He's being run by Obama, and that's Obama's just doing his third term.
Well, let's examine this. The president last night did get a national audience from the media, and saying that he doesn't want to decouple from China and we want to be friends with China. I don't know. The bottom line here is, but I don't think that we've done anything to China. Let me see if I can get this sound working right now, if not more Patriot Ray.
Yes. Yes.
And Mr. President, after today, would you still refer to President Xi as a dictator, the term that you used earlier this year?
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that's based on former government that's different than ours.
Okay, he got cut off there after he called him a dictator, which he is a dictator. And, you know, Joe Biden yesterday, Patriot Ray, and by the way, you can join us now at 580-5436-580-KIDO, says that we don't want to decouple from China. We want to be more dependent on China. And you're thinking...
He's already dependent on China.
Yeah.
Look at all the money his family has raked in because of China and Ukraine and they were, all these things that have taken place. And they don't really care about the... He doesn't care about the people of the United States. He never has. He lies. He keeps telling the stories, same over again. I mean, he almost lost his Corvette and his wife and a cat in a kitchen fire. Come on, give me a break. So he had some damage to his house. No life-threatening deal there. They all got out. They all safe. His fire was put out quickly. You know, this whole deal, and he keeps repeating it over and again like it's a big disaster. And yet the people of Hawaii, what's he say? Well, we're going to help you. We're going to give you $750 per person for this. And that's a one-time deal. Oh, my gosh. So he gives millions and millions and billions to Ukraine, and we're sitting back suffering because of it, because we've shut off our oil. He quit the pipeline. He quit drilling. He won't allow things to happen. Yet they keep saying, oh, we've got all these permits out there. But they're permits you can't use because the government's blocked everything they can go and use it where they could use it. So it's just amazing to me this president's even existing right now. He's fumbles around with everything, and Xi Jinping just sitting there. Xi Jinping is just thrilled to death because he's getting what he wants. He doesn't care about us. They never have. This death to the United States. That's a constant mantra about all these people, whether you're talking Ukraine or...
No, I would agree with you. Here is more of Joe Biden yesterday, where all of a sudden, apparently, he gets into trouble.
I think the pause, and that is really the reason, get down to... I'll get into this detail. I know, Mr. Secretary, I'm going to stop.
Did you hear that? He says to Blinken, I'm going to stop, as if Blinken is telling Mr. Magoo, Joe Biden, to be quiet. That's enough, Mr. President. Who's running the show?
I'm mildly hopeful. With regard to when is this going to stop, I think it's going to stop when when Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder and abuse.
Yeah, where was China helping the Israelis? Where was China?
They're back in the background, probably supporting them monetarily. So here we are. We're sitting with a president who can't even walk by. Has to be guided off the stage. Has to be guided to his mark on the stage. Has to be shown where to read and what to read and how to do things. And yet we're sitting back there, a lot of people sit back and say, oh, he's doing such a great job. Look what he's done for us. What has he done for us? The prices of food have gone skyrocketing. You go to the market anymore and $100 doesn't go anywhere anymore. You've got to have a couple of $100 to even go shopping, just get the basics anymore. Crying out loud, I roll a toilet paper now. I mean, a carton of toilet paper is $18 when it was about $9 just a couple of years ago. So it's amazing to what I'm seeing. And gasoline, just out of this world. It's fluctuating up and down. We're lucky right now. Oh, we praise because it's gone down to $3.56 now. What, my gosh, when it was under $2 before. So this president is a disaster for the United States, and all he's doing is praising and trying to appease Xi Jinping so he can get more money from them.
More coming up here. Remember, we ask you to give a turkey, don't be a turkey. Patriot Ray, our celebrity guest. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Dave Burnett is standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. From the Idaho Pizza Company studio, eastbound on the freeway out of Canyon County into Ada County, looking good, picking up a bit of volume. Do have an injury accident working at McMillan and McDermott. Watch for emergency crews there. Might want to use Eustick or Chinden as an alternate route. Lister Frost Injury Lawyers, Paul Swainston, Dan Jenkins, Evan Mortimer, and Lori Lister Frost, along with their teams, they're proud to support the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. That's your traffic now on KIDO.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Congress giving final approval Wednesday night for a temporary government funding package.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 11.
The Senate passing the bill, sending it to President Biden for a signature. The president met Wednesday with Chinese President Xi in San Francisco with agreements on military communications, AI, and curbing fentanyl.
We're taking action to significantly reduce the flow of precursor chemicals and pill presses from China to the Western Hemisphere. It's going to save lives, and I appreciate President Xi's commitment on this issue.
President Biden also speaking on the Israel-Hamas war.
But I can tell you, I don't think it ultimately ends until there's a two-state solution. I made it clear to the Israelis, I think it's a big mistake for them to think they're going to occupy Gaza.
America's listening to Fox News.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, 10 to 1 on Idaho's talk station, KIDO Talk Radio.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the latest on the Israel-Hamas war as the offensive continues on the ground. They've gone into Al-Shifa Hospital trying to root out Hamas leadership. What is next? We'll discuss that. Plus, the governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, very popular in her home state. She has endorsed Ron DeSantis for president. Iowa caucus is looming. Kim Reynolds will be joining us on Clay and Buck. KIDO Talk Radio.